Welcome to another cycle of the Daf Yomi. I'm recording these shiurim a little bit in advance because I'm planning on being away the week of Brachos Daf Beis through Daf Vav or Zayin or so. So we can get a little bit of a head start. We begin Brachos Daf Beis, and the very first topic that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi decided to speak about when he opened up Torah Shebal Peh is the topic of Kriya Shema, and that is something that has perplexed a number of Achronim. Why is it that Dafka Kriya Shema is the lead-off to Torah Shebal Peh? So Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha, which happens to be a wonderful companion sefer to Daf Yomi, gives you a nice sense of what the major discussions are on each Daf without having to get too involved in the sugyas, which many of us Daf Yomi people don't have the time for. Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha gives two suggestions. First of all, he suggests, perhaps based on what Tosfos writes at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, where Tosfos writes it's the derech of Shas. It's normal for the way the Gemara works and the way the Mishnayos work to be arranged based on chronological order, the order in which we encounter various halachos. For instance, Masechta Pesachim begins Or L'Arba Asar. What do we do on the night before Pesach? And then it goes on to discuss what we do the morning of Erev Pesach, and then the afternoon, the Shechita Sakarban Pesach, and Acher Chatzos, etc., until the very last parak of Maseches Pesachim, which is about Pesach itself, which is about the Seder night. Maseches Yuma, the Mishnah begins, the Mishnayos begin Maseches Yuma, discussing what we do a week in advance of Yom HaKippurim to designate, separate the Kohen Gadol and put him in the area of the Beis HaMikdash in order to make sure that he keeps a certain level of Tara and Kedusha. So, and it goes from there, and only in the 8th parak do we actually get to the Inuyim of Yom HaKippurim and all the things that one is not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. So it could be that that is why all of Shas, Maseches Brachos in particular, begins with Kriya Shema. What is the first thing a Jew encounters when he becomes a bar mitzvah? What is the first mitzvah he has to do? So assuming that we paskin like we do paskin, that a boy becomes bar mitzvah as soon as the day begins, which happens at nighttime, the day of his bar mitzvah begins, and he doesn't have to have 13 years me'es la'es, where if he was born at 4:30 a.m., that he becomes bar mitzvah at 4:30 a.m. Assuming that that is not the case, that the boy becomes bar mitzvah when the day begins, his very first mitzvah that he becomes chayiv in is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi begins Shas with a discussion of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, because that's the first mitzvah that the boy has. Another suggestion he has in Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha is based on what Rabbeinu Tam writes also at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that the reason Masechta Shabbos begins with the discussion of Yitzios HaShabbos, with carrying in from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, vice versa, is because that is a case that comes up all the time. How often am I going to winnow on Shabbos? Am I going to plow on Shabbos? Okay, that doesn't happen maybe quite as often. But carrying something into my house, out of my house, that's Maisim Shebuchol Yom. So we begin with the most common of all of the halachic discussions of that Masechta. So why do we begin Brachos with Kriya Shema? Because in a Jew's life, there's nothing that happens more commonly and more consistently than Kriya Shema. Every single day of one's life. And not only that, it's one of the first things we learn when we learn how to speak, how to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And it's also the last thing, hopefully, that's uttered from our lips to our very last moment. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, like the Gemara records in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav, about Yaakov Avinu's death. He trained us all in how a person is supposed to die with Shema Yisrael on his lips. So that is why, perhaps, some of the reasons why we begin with the discussion of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So let's, without further ado, get into this discussion. Me'im Asaykorin Shema Ba'arvin. What is the earliest time to be Yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Mishah Shekoanim Nechlasen Lechel B'Tshumasan. The time that Zman Kriya Shema begins at night is from the time that Kohanim can begin to eat the Truma, which we're going to learn is Tseisal Kochavim. When night begins, when three medium stars come out, that is the time that a kohen can eat truma. It's also the time that we can be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Tseisal Kochavim. So when's the last time that you create Kriya Shema? So although the Mishnah only has one shita The Mishnah only has one shita. We'll see many other shitas in the Gemara, but the Mishnah has only one shita as to when you can begin to recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. The Mishnah itself records three different shitas as to when the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is. Ad Sof Hashmura Harishona Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds until the end of the first watch of the night. The night is divided into three separate watches of guardings of Kohanim of the Beis Hamikdash throughout the course of the night. So after the first third of the night, the Ashmura Harishona has ended, and that is the latest time that one may recite Kriya Shema, according to Rabbi Elazar. No, you can go up until halfway through the night, up until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ad Shiyala Amura Shachar, that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema all night long, all the way until Amura Shachar. Now Rashi, very importantly, points out, Atzov HaShmur Rishona, what does that mean? Shlish HaLai, look at him, Farish B'Gemaru, Misham Ve'elach, Avarzman, Delo Mikri Su, Zman Shchiva, Velo Karina, Be'e B'Shachbacha. Where do we learn that there's a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema at night? Pasuk says, B'Shachbacha V'Kumecha. So it's when you go to sleep and when you get up. So Rabbi Lazar's Shita, that you can only read through the first third of the night, is because that's when people go to sleep. You only go to sleep during the first third of the night. You may sleep all night, but you're only going to sleep during the first third of the night. But a Mekami Al-Chinami loves Man Shkiva prior to the first third of the night is also not a time where one goes to sleep. So if you read earlier than the first third of the night, you are not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which begs the following question, says Rashi. If one is not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema earlier than the first third of the night, why do we all do it? Im kein lama koronosa bebeis haknesses. How many shuls have the minhag that we daven marv with Kriya Shema, with the brachos, prior to Tzeis HaKochavim? You go to a regular minyan, they daven mincha before shkia, marv right after shkia, it's prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. Or even in places where they have a plag minyan, where they're davening mincha before plag, marv after plag, prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. What's going on over here? So says Rashi, im kein lama koronosa bebeis haknesses, kidei lamud bitfila mitoch divrei Torah. Fascinating concept that it's not a din in Kriya Shema, the fact that we say Kriya Shema during Mariv when we daven early. No, we do that. We only say the Kriya Shema as an inyan to enhance our tefillah. It's not an enhancement of the Kriya Shema or even a kiyum of Kriya Shema. It's an enhancement of tefillah to start off tefillah with divrei Torah, to have divrei Torah serve as the lead in to tefillah. And how many of us do that? Baruch Hashem, each and every morning when we attend the Daf Yomi Shir, that it's Daf, it's the Kriya Shema over here is functioning mitoch, not in its role as Kriya Shema, as the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but in its role as Divrei Torah. You have to remember, Kriya Shema is also Psukim in the Torah. So it's functioning in its role as actual Divrei Torah. And that is an enhancement of the tefillah to begin the day with Divrei Torah. I saw an interesting discussion in Rav Zilberstein's Sefer, Chashuk Echemet, also a very nice Daf Yomi companion. Chashuk Echemet has very interesting Shilos Halach Lamaisa that Rav Zilberstein was asked or thought of relating to each Masechta. So again, doesn't give you great insight into the Daf per se, but it certainly spices up each and every Daf. So he was asked about a Cholim Masukan, a person who was suffering from some terrible illness, where he was going to be able to make it to Shul for an hour each day. And he wanted to know, should he go to a Daf Yomi Shir for that hour, or should he daven Tefillah B'Tzibur for that hour? What's more important, to attend the Daf Yomi or to do Tefillah B'Tzibur? So this is many of our shuls in America, we would say, what do you mean? An hour? That's plenty of time for both. And breakfast on top of it also. You could do so much in an hour. Daf Yomi in 35 minutes and Tefillah, Matzah Minyan, you could take care of davening in 18 minutes. No, but obviously you can't daven normally and you can't learn normally if you're going to have it like that. So you should really dedicate a good amount of time. So what should he do? Should he do Daf Yomi or should he do Tefillah B'Tzibur? So Zilberstein writes that that this Shaila was asked to Rav Fisher, and Rav Fisher held that it's better to do Daf Yomi. Why? Three reasons. First of all, if the guy is sick, Torah is a Sam Chayim, and a sam chayim that's merape a person, a medicine that gives a person refuah, certainly is docha every other mitzvah, and therefore Torah can have great medicinal value. Second, meikra din a chola is pater from tefillah b'tzibur. If he's suffering, he's pater from tefillah b'tzibur. I remember when Mori Verabi, Rav Shechter, was not feeling well last year, so a bunch of guys from YU would come to make a minyan. At the beginning, he would say, "What are you guys doing here? You're supposed to daven in the base of Medrash. I'm a chola. I'm pater from tefillah b'tzibur. That's enough in the halacha." Mishmur writes in Siman Sadi Sivkat Chavtas, if tash kocho, even if you're not a chola, you're pater from tefillah b'tzibur. So certainly you could choose to do the daf yomi, which gives you a certain chiyus, more so than tefillah b'tzibur. But then he says the third reason is Rashi and Brachos daf beis amud aleph. Rashi says we read Kriyat Shema before davening kidei lamud b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, and for this person the daf yomi shir is the lamud b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. So if after daf yomi shir he's unable to stay for the tefila, no. So that at that point, he's pater. Nevertheless, Rav Zilberstein cautions that he asked his father-in-law, Rav Eliyashiv Shlita, and Rav Eliyashiv held that, it's true technically that learning Daf Yomi is probably more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur, but very difficult to give a psak kavua to do that on a consistent basis, to pretty much sacrifice Tefillah B'Tzibur indefinitely for the sake of Daf Yomi. Meaning, if you have a person, a good friend of mine, just got a job that's far away from his house, and it's going to take a lot of time, and he says the Daf Yomi Shir, so he wasn't sure, should he continue to say the Daf Yomi Shir, or should he, at the expense of Tefillah B'Tzibur, or should he daven Tefillah B'Tzibur? He happened to have gotten a psak that since he's the Magid Shir, and it's the greatest Mechayiv in his own learning, and he's going to be so busy in the new job, and who knows if he's ever going to be able to if he's going to have the discipline to be strong in his learning with the new job without the Daf Yomi, that it's better for him to do the Daf Yomi and give up Tefillah B'Tzibur. But it's not a simple cheshbon to give something up indefinitely like Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's certainly not ideal for a person to put themselves in a position where they're never going to be able to daven with a minyan. But anyway, that's what Rashi says. So Rashi Shita is very clear that Tefillah B'Tzibur, that the reason we read Kriya Shema early when we daven Mariv early is not because that's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It is not at all the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It is simply an enhancement to the mitzvah of tefillah. Tosfos has a number of kashas on Rashi Shita. Tosfos points out, first of all, if you look in the third skinny line of Tosfos, Teimel Perusho, V'alo Einolam Rekilin Likros Samach L'Shchive L'Parsha Rishona V'im Kein Sholosh Parshios Hayla Likros. Rashi says, so when do we actually do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So Rashi says, B'Kriyas Parsha Rishona Shodim Karyal Mitasu Yad. That Yotze by Kriya Shema Lamita. That's when we do our real mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Tosfos says, how are you Yotze, the real mitzvah of Kriya Shema, when you're Kriya Shema Lamita? You're only reading one parsha of Kriya Shema by Kriya Shema Lamita. The mitzvah of the real mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to read three parshios. Furthermore, asks Tosfos, Va'ol Kasha, Tetzarech Levarich, by Kriya Shema Shtayim Lefna Shtayim Lachra Barvis. The Birchos Kriya Shema are supposed to accompany the actual mitzvah of Kriya Shema. When do we say the Birchos Kriya Shema? When we daven Mariv. But according to Rashi, that's not when we're doing the actual mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We do the actual mitzvah of Kriya Shema, according to Rashi, by Kriya Shema Lamita, and there are no Birchos Kriya Shema at that point. Furthermore, says Tosfos, Va'od also Kriya Shema Samach Lamita Eina Ela B'Shvila Mazikin Kedam B'Samach V'Ntam Chachmu Eina Tzarech. That Kriya Shema Lamita is really, the Gemara says, just to protect you from dangerous forces that may be roaming in middle of the night. Good, so that's what that's the function it serves. But if the Gemara tells you that's the function it serves, does not give you the impression that it's done to accomplish a real, genuine mitzvah d'oraisa. If it were a real mitzvah d'oraisa, forget about the mazikin. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Fourth, says Tosfos, another problem. Vod kasha. Tosfos says four kashas, like the night of the Seder. He's the fourth kasha. Dimkein paskinan k'rab Yeshua ben Levi damar tefilas be'emtza tiknum. It would turn out that according to Rashi, you would hold that Kriya Shema is supposed to sandwich all the tefilos hayom, that you start the day with the Kriya Shema, then you have Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, and you end the day with the Kriya Shema. That the Kriya Shema is the bread and the sandwich of Kriya Shemas and tefilas, and the tefilah sandwich that you have during the day. But we don't pask in that way. We're going to see end of Dalet and Beis that we pask in like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Ezu ben Olam Abaza Somech Geula Shalarvis Letfila. That there's a concept of Smichus Geula Letfila by Mariv also, and Smichus Geula Letfila means you say Kriya Shema with the brachos prior to davening, and that's the real mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So therefore, Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees with Rashi and says, no, the Ikur Kriya Shema that one is Yotze is mitzvah with is Kriya Shema Bebeis HaKnesses. Aye, how do we read so early? Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam works on that a little bit, that what is the real Zman Kriya Shema? Maybe the real Zman Kriya Shema is actually a little bit earlier than when it gets dark outside. You got to take a careful look at Tosos, read through the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and see the differences between them. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Actually, before we continue the Mishnah, one other quick point over here. Rav Salvechik and Rishimos Shiurim, a new sefer that just came out. Rabbi Reichman continues his impressive publications of Rav Salvechik Shiurim and various Masechtas, so he just came out with a big fat volume on Masechtas Brachos. This is more for the Iyun learner, but he has a few short ha'aras also. So he points out that there is a Mishnah Masechtas Sukkah, Daflam and Chesam and Aleph, where the Mishnah says that someone who's Baba Derech, Velo Hayabiyad the Lulav Lital, a guy was traveling and he didn't have a Lulav, L'kishayikones Lebeso, Yital Al Shulchano. When he arrives back home, he should take a Lulav Al Shulchano. Meaning, even though he got home and he forgot to take lulav right away, so he started eating a meal, stop your meal and take lulav. You have to take lulav even if you're in the middle of your meal. From the lashon of our Mishnah, it sounds that Kohanim were allowed to eat truma before Kriya Shema. Because what do we say? When is the Zman Kriya Shema? From the time that Kohanim begin to eat truma. Implying that Kohanim begin to eat truma first, and then they later on they'll say Kriya Shema, and that's in fact what the Tzlach and the Behuda and the Sefer and Shas, the Tzlach right here, paskins that since Achilas Truma is an Avodas Matana, it's mutter for Kohanim to eat Truma before their Yotzei Kriya Shema. But the question begs itself: why would Truma be mutter before Kriya Shema, whereas eating Seuda is not mutter before Netilas Lulav? What's the difference in Kriya Shema and Lulav? Why is it that Achilas Truma is permissible before Kriya Shema, but eating a Seuda is not permissible before Netilas Lulav? So says Rav Salvechik, classic Biskolamdus. The Yeshlis topic, we have the following Chakira. Why is it usher to eat before one does a mitzvah? Is it because we're worried that you're going to be Nimshach b'Seuda, you're going to forget to do the mitzvah because you'll be so caught up in the Seuda? Or maybe the Yisod of the Yisr is because when you have a mitzvah to do and a Dvar HaRashus to do, like eating, the Asiyas HaMitzvah has to come before the Dvar HaRashus. So the Ma'inaf Kamina, what the reason is, whether it's an issue of that Seuda tends to drag you in and cause you to forget everything else, or it's an issue of mitzvah versus Rashus. So one nafkamina might be, will it help to appoint someone to remind you? Set your BlackBerry, your iPhone, to remind you, or ask a person to remind you not to forget to do the mitzvah. If the issue is that we're afraid you're going to be dragged in by the mitzvah, so then there's no problem. You're not going to be dragged in. Someone's going to be there to remind you. But if it's a din in engaging in a dvar harashus before you do a dvar mitzvah, eating is still dvar harashus. But the other nafkamina is, what about eating truma before Kriya Shema? Achilas truma for a kohen is a mitzvah. So if it's just a din in eating, that eating causes you to forget about everything else, so then you would still have that concern. But if it's a din in not engaging in a dvar harashus before doing a mitzvah, then l'chora there would be no concern by truma. And therein lies the difference between eating truma before Kriya Shema versus eating stam su'uda before Netilas Lulav. However, says Rav Salvechik, we're going to see later on in Daf Dalet Amud Beis that there is a specific gezera by Kriya Shema not to eat before one says Kriya Shema, because we're afraid that you're going to eat at night and then eating gets you tired, you're going to fall asleep and you're going to sleep all night and you're going to miss out on Kriya Shema entirely. So it's not Stam and Isser and Dvar HaRashus before Asiyas HaMitzvah. It's an Isser in general of specific concern at nighttime that you're going to forget to say Kriya Shema. So l'chora, it would be Usser for a Kohen to eat Truma before Kriya Shema as well. Against what the Tzlach says, he thinks it's Mutter for a Kohen to eat Truma prior to Kriyat Shema. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah. So the Mishnah goes on to say, now that we have these three shittos of when the latest man of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is, Maiso Banu Banu Beis HaMishnah, one time the children of Rav Gamliel came back from a wedding, Amru Lo, Lo Karinu Eshema. So they said to Rav Gamliel, Oyvei, it's so late, we still haven't said Kriyat Shema. So Amar Lehem, Im Lo Ala Amar HaShachar, Chayav Natam Likro. So he said to them, if it's not yet Amar HaShachar, you still have to say Kriyat Shema. V'lo Zubul Vad Amru, Elo Kol Masham Lecham Mar Chatzos Mitzvah. It's not only the Gabe Kriya Shema that there may be a din of chatzos, but that chatzos is only a harchaka seemingly, and really you're allowed to do it all night. The real Iker Zman is all night, but really any time the Chacham tell you have a mitzvah that's able to be done until chatzos, what they really mean is that the mitzvah can be done all night, but we make a special geder that you should only do it until chatzos l'chadchila. Hector chalav mevarin mitzvah sanachi ala murashachar, burning the limbs and the fats of an animal on the mizbeach all night. Really, the mitzvah is to do it until Amud HaShachar. Those karbanos that you're only allowed to eat for one day and one night. There's a whole list Tosos Rashi gives you of the Nechal Miyom Echad, Karban Chatos, Karban Hashem, Kivsei Atzeres, Menachos, Toda. All of those karbanos that can only be eaten for one day and one night, really you're allowed to eat them throughout the entire night. So why did the Chacham say you're only allowed to do it until Chatzos? In order to keep you away from doing an Avera, namely the Avera of forgetting the mitzvah entirely, or of failing to do the mitzvah in time. If you look at Rashi, last Rashi on the Mishnah, va'asrim ba'achila kodem zmanan, kedei shelo yavol li'achlan li'achar amud hashachar. We make an earlier deadline to the eating of these karbanos, lest you miss the real deadline. V'yischayev kareis, and by missing the real deadline, there's a significant punishment involved. One would be chayev kareis if they eat nosar, because once it's the next morning already, those karbanos that are only nechel for yom v'layla become nosar. That's an issur kareis. And similarly, by kriyashma, why is it so important that you not miss kriyashma? V'chein b'kriyashma l'zareis es ha'adam shlo yomar yesh li od shuhus b'tochach yalam erashachav arvelozma. He's going to say, I have plenty of time. And then plenty of time, you procrastinate until it's too late. What about Hector Chalavim? So Rashi points out interestingly, Hector Chalavim is really not, doesn't really belong on the list together with the Karbanos and with Kriyashma. Because by Hector Chalavim, it never says anywhere that you only have until Chatzos. We only mention Hector Chalavim over here because we're mentioning the idea that things that are knowing at night typically can be done throughout the entire night. And Hector Chalavim, both Midaraisa and Midrabanan, can be done throughout the entire night. They never made such a gezerah on Hector Chalavim. They only made such a gezerah by Kriyat Shema, they made such a gezerah by Achilas Kodshim, but they never made such a gezerah by Hector Chalavim. So, which then begs the question, why didn't they make such a gezerah by Hector Chalavim? Why didn't they demand that all the Chalavim and Evarim be burnt before Chatzos, lest the Kohanim get lazy about it? So probably it relates to the concept of Kohanim's reasoning, that we assume that when Kohanim are taking care of things in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not like the Achilas Karbanos, which the Bailim are allowed to eat the Karbanos, the various Karbanos that are Nechel for Yom V'Layla. Bailim are allowed to eat them, but when you're dealing with Hector Chalavim, so that's in the Kohen's jurisdiction, and we have every confidence in the Kohanim to be on top of things in the Beis HaMikdash and make sure that everything runs as smoothly as possible. Okay, Gemara. Tana hecha kai diktani meimasa. Gemara asks a very simple question. You're starting Torah Shebal Peh. You're beginning to write the first book of Torah Shebal Peh. How do you begin the first chapter of the first book? Me'emasai is about the last word you would choose, because me'emasai assumes a previous discussion. Me'emasai korin Hashema ba'arvin means that I already know that there is a mitzvah of reading Kriya Shema ba'arvin, and therefore I'm asking, when does this mitzvah apply? How come the Mishnah doesn't start with Chayev Adam Likros Kriya Shema ba'arvis? Why does it have to start with Me'emasai, which implies that we're in the middle of a discussion? What discussion? The Su and second Kasha, Maishna Tetaniya Ba'arvis Bereisha, listening to Shachris Bereisha. Why does it start off by saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Shouldn't Kriya Shema Shel Shachris come first? Because after all, chronologically, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris comes first. So answers the Gemara two answers, except the first answer answers both kashas, The second answer only answers the second kasha. So first answer, Tana Akrokai, where are we picking up from? We're picking up from the Pasuk, Dechsiv, B'shach Chav Kumecha. That the Pasuk says, you read Kriyat Shema when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So and Rebbe did this on purpose. Of course he did this on purpose. He started Torah Shebal Peh with an assumed knowledge of Torah Shebichsav, to highlight to us the direct connection of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. How Torah Shebal Peh has to be an accompanying text together with Torah Shebichsav, that the two are intertwined with each other. So that's why he starts with Me'emesai, because you have to read what it says in Pasuk, B'shach Chav Kumecha. And that also explains why we talk about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis first, because Pasuk mentions it first. V'achi Ketani, and this is what the Mishnah is saying, Zman Kriyat Shema D'Shchiva Eimas, when is the Zman of Kriyat Shema of Shchiva, the nighttime Shema, Mishah Shokanim L'chas L'chal B'Trumasim, from the time the Kohanim go to eat the Truma. That's answer number one. Answer number two, and again, answer number two only answers question number two. It doesn't answer where we're picking up from, but it does answer why we mention Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis first. We derive it from the creation of the world. In creation of the world, night comes before day. So when we discuss the halachas, halachas of night come before the halachas of day. If that's the case, when the Mishnah shifts to a discussion of the Birchos Kriyat Shema, why does it discuss Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris before Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? If we're just following the Seder of Brias HaOlam, then nighttime comes first, so that shouldn't only be true of a discussion of the actual mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, it should be true of the discussion of the mitzvah, of the brachos of Kriyat Shema as well. So answers the Gemara, Tana Pasuk Barvis Vadatani B'Shachris, Adukai B'Shachris, Pirush Mili B'Shachris, Vadaparish Mili D'Arvis. Now the format is that when discussing the mitzvah, first we discuss the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, like we said, Brias HaShel Olam. Then we discuss Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, but once we're on the topic of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, we exhaust the entire discussion of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris by mentioning the Birchos Kriyat Shema as well. And only then we go back to close up the discussion by finishing up with the brachos of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Now, this kasha, ihachi, whenever you have a kasha, it's ihachi, that implies that it's only a kasha because of something we just said. But had we said something else, had we stuck with another idea, we wouldn't have had this kasha. So what's this kasha? Ihachi, the Gemara said, if this is so, so why is it that we discuss Birchos Kriyat Shema of Shachris and then Birchos Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? So Tosfos points out that the Ihachi works over here. If you were to stick with the Gemara's first answer, that the reason why we mention Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis first is because B'shach B'cha, Allah Kriyat Shema. What's B'shach B'cha? Kriyat Shema is B'shach B'cha. So that's where you have to talk about Shel Arvis first. But the brachos aren't B'shach B'cha. The brachos is a separate takana, so that you could talk about Shel Shachris first. But if you're relying on the idea that Briyas Shalom happens night and then day, so then what you're saying is that everything, every discussion of every halacha has to begin with night and then move on to day. And therefore, we have a kasha. Why does the Birchos Kriyat Shema begin the discussion by the day and night, and not at night? Okay, that's how Tosfos understands that ihachi. Just pashut reading of the Gemara. Vayitu in the Gemara. Amar mar, Mishah shekohanim nechasen lechel b'trumasan. From the time the kohanim come to eat their truma, that is when the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema is. Frek the Gemara. Isn't there an easier way of expressing that? Michti, kohanim emesayka achli truma. Mishah tzeisok chavim. When is that time that kohanim eat truma? It's from tzeisok chavim. Yes, 10 Jews on the street. 10 Orthodox Jews who have yeshiva education. When is tzeisok chavim? What is tzeisok chavim? They'll tell you three medium stars. Okay, they may not be able to tell you depression angles and different places and seasons, you know, and how it changes and all the different shittos. They can tell you basically three medium stars. When do kohanim eat their truma? Even with the yeshiva education. Very often. Will not have an idea. Kohen who was tamei, when he's allowed to eat truma again. Why pick such a vague reference? We know that it's Seisok Chavim, so listen, Mishat Seisok Chavim, go with something that people know. Why are you telling me from the time the Kohanim eat truma? Very important yisod, the Gemara answers. Milsa agav urche komash milan. The Mishnayos are set up in such a way to try to educate us as much as possible. A phenomenal pedagogical ploy that, again, Mari V'Rabbi Rav Shechter does this all the time in his shiurim. He'll just bring in different topics that help to illustrate a point, but really aren't necessary for the main point of the shiur. Why does he bring them in? Because it's an opportunity to educate us about dinim of kachim and dinim of taris and dinim of nezikin. You bring in whatever examples you can and use whatever language you can to educate us in these other areas that we're not learning. How many of us would have any idea when Kohanim eat Truma if not for Brachos Dav Beis? So it comes to teach me something else. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi set it up. Kohanim emas kachli b'truma mishas seisach chavim. That's when Kohanim eat Truma from seisach chavim. V'hakamash milan. And it's telling us this chiddush. De'kapara lo ma'akva. It's a very great chiddush. Now, what's the Torah process of a Kohen? He goes to the mikvah. Then that night, he is Tahar, but he's still chayev a karban, and that karban can only be brought the next morning. At what point during that process can he eat truma? Is it right away at the tevila? Is it when nightfall comes, or is it only the next morning after he's already brought his karban? One might have thought you have to wait till the whole process is over, till it's after the next morning when he brought his karban. So it comes to tell me, no, already that night at Seisav Chavim he's allowed to eat truma. Kiditanya, the Bryce and Darshan's apostle. Pasuk tells me, when does going to eat truma? Uva Hashemesh Vitaher Va'achar Yochal Minakachim. Pasuk says Kilach Mohu. First Uva Hashemesh Vitaher, then he gets to eat. So what does that mean? Uva Hashemesh Vitaher. What do those words mean? Bi Hashimsho Ma'akavto Melechol B'Truma Vein Kaparasu Ma'akavto Melechol B'Truma. That Bi Hashimsho, the sun setting, is the only thing holding him back from eating Truma. As soon as that happens, he can eat Truma, but the Karban, the Kapara, is not holding him back from eating Truma. Frank the Gemara, how do you know you read that pasuk right? How do you know that Uva Hashemesh means the sun sets and Vitaher means that the day is over? Dilma Bias Orahu, Mai Vitaher Tar Gavra. Maybe Uva Hashemesh means the sun rises the next morning, and Vitaher means he brings his karban. And that's what the pasuk is telling me. When Uva Hashemesh, Vitaher, when the sun rises the next morning and he brings his carbon, only then he's allowed to eat truma, and not at Seisav Kochavim. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila im kein lemakra v'yitar. My v'taher, if it really meant, v'taher really meant bringing his carbon in the morning, it should say v'yitar, and he should bring his carbon b'loshon tzivoy. My v'taher, taher yama. V'taher sounds like it's something that happens m'mela, like it's something that happens on its own without any action to make it happen. So that's what it means, taher yama, that the day is over. K'damri inshi, and you know, like the expression that people say all the time, Yarav Shimsha va'at giyoma, that the sun has set and the day has become purified, so to speak, the day is over. B'ma'arava had the Rabbi Bar Rav Shila lo shmiel lehu. In Eretz Yisrael, when they had this discussion, they never heard of Rabbi Bar Rav Shila, who we just quoted on the second line of Amud Beis, that v'yitar versus v'taher. Ubalo mibayin, therefore they were bothered by Akasha. Hay uva Hashemesh, they didn't know. How do you read the pasuk? This phrase, uva Hashemesh, b'yas shimsho mai v'taher tar yoma, doesn't mean the sun setting and then v'taher means the day is over, and that's when the coin's allowed to eat truma? Odim b'yas aruhu, mai v'taher tar gavra. Or maybe v'taher means b'yas aruhu, means the sun rising, and v'taher means tar gavra, v'taher means that the person is brought his carbon, now he's allowed to eat truma. V'hadar pashulami b'raisa, and then they arrived at the answer from a b'raisa. Midiktani b'braisa, similar davar tseisav k'chavim, shmai minabi ha-shimsho, mai v'ter etar yoma, that the similar davar is tseisav k'chavim, which teaches you that Ruva Hashemesh v'taher is tseisav k'chavim, which means Ruva Hashemesh refers to the sun setting, v'taher means the day being over. That's when the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Okay, so far we discussed when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is, and we've pointed out that it's really, according to our Mishnah, only one Shita is mentioned in our Mishnah, and that is Tseisav Chavim. What we're going to do in the Gemara is we're going to demonstrate that even though only one Shita is mentioned in our Mishnah, there are various different formulations of when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema is. I say different formulations and not different shitos, because although there are different shitos, there are more different formulations than there are different different shittos. Meaning, some of the different formulations of when the earliest time to say Shema is may actually agree with each other, but express themselves differently from each other. But and some of them clearly disagree with each other. We're going to find between now and the end of the daf six different formulations from various sources in Tanaim about when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema is. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar, we said in our Mishnah, Mishah Shokanim L'chasen Nechal B'Trumasan, Urim Minhu, but I'll ask you a stira, that's not true, that the earliest time to say Shema is not when Kriya Shema. The Brisa says like this, Meim Asai Karin HaShema Ba'arvin, when do you read Kriya Shema? Shal Arvis. Here's formulation number two, Mishah Ha'ani Nichnas Lechal Pito B'Melach, from the time that a poor person sits down to eat his bread with salt, and Rashi points out poor people eat earlier because they can't afford candles, and it's important to eat when it's light outside. It's always nicer to be able to see your food when you eat. That's why I don't like fancy restaurants. It's always dark there. But it's important to eat when it's light outside, when you can see your food. So the ani will eat a little bit earlier because he can't afford candles. So don't just, here's a second formulation, when the earliest time to eat is, and when's the latest time to eat? Also a little different than our Mishnah had. Our Mishnah had three shittos. First watch, chatzos, all night. We hear in the Braisa, until you get up because you're finished eating your meal. That's a different shita. So says Gemara, safe avade pligamastis. In terms of the end time, clearly this brisa is against our Mishnah. The end time of the Ashmura Rishona is clearly later than when the person finishes his meal. He doesn't sit and eat for 4 hours. Safe avade pligamastis. But so that's definitely against our Mishnah. Reisha mile mapligamastis. But who says that the ani sitting to eat his meal is any different than the time that a kohen gets the truma? Maybe it's a different formulation of the same shita. Says more lo ani v'koin chachiruhu. It's not at all necessarily that they're arguing. It could be that it's the same exact shir. Interestingly, this idea that a kohen, that an ani eats a su'uda when it's still light outside, not going to fit so well in the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on this amud, we're going to soon see, implies that the ani actually, not just implies, comes to a conclusion that the ani and the kohen is actually not the same time. And the ani actually eats later than the kohen. The kohen eats at Seisa Kochavim. The ani is even later. Well, wait a second. Rashi said that the ani dafke eats early because he wants the light. So why is he eating later than Seisa Kochavim? So Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha points out, this may be a very strong raya to the shita of the Gra in Or Chaim Reish Samach Aleph and in Yardea Reish Samach Beis, regarding what the Zman of Tseis HaKochavim really is. That Tseis HaKochavim may not be, like Rabbeinu Tam says, however you want to calculate it, where it's already completely dark outside. That Tseis HaKochavim may in fact be much, much earlier than that, when there's still some light outside, so much so that if the ani is eating after Tseis HaKochavim, that's still early enough that there's still plenty of light. But anyway, ask the Gemara, can you really say that the ani and the kohen is the same exact zman uriminu? I'll ask you, stira memus, I'm asking the cross kriyashma b'arvis. When do we read kriyashma shalarvis? Here's the third formulation, mishah shabniyad nechnas nechal pitan barvis shabas divra meir. Rameir holds from when people sit down to eat their meal on Erev Shabbos. And the Chum say, like our Mishnah said, from when Kohanim begin to eat the Truma. Similar Davar Tseisel Chavim. The way to remember it is Tseisel Chavim. Valf Pishen Raya Ledavar Zechel Ledavar. And even though we don't have a clear Raya that that's the Zman of Kriya Shema, there's a remiss to it in the Pasuk. Shadavar V'nachm Osim Umlacha V'chetzya Machzikim Ramach Me'alos HaShachar Tseisel Chavim. It says in the Pasuk that people do work from Alos HaShachar until Tseisel Chavim. V'yomer, another Pasuk says, V'yolenu HaLaila Mishmar V'yom Malacha. When do people do work? During the daytime. So Maiva Omer, what are these two psukim coming to in what way are they complementing each other or adding to each other? Lest you say that the fact that people do work from Alos Shachar to Tzeis Chavim does not necessarily define Alos Shachar and Tzeis Chavim as the beginning and end of day. It could be that day begins later and ends earlier, but these people are real workaholics. They begin work early and they end work late. So Tashma Vayulanu Alayla Mishmar Vayom Malacha. That's why I have a second pasuk that says, no, the malacha is done in Yom. Laila is not for malacha. So you see that if they're doing malacha, then it must be yom, and we know they do malacha until Tzeis HaChav. That's how you know Tzeis HaChav marks the end of the day and the beginning of the night. So kasal kadai tichtani b'nei adam chachiruhu. So we're working with the assumption that the time an ani eats and the time that people, regular people eat, is the same shear. V'yamatani v'kohen chachiruhu. So if you're going to say that an ani and a kohen are the same shear, so how do we have a machlokas here? Chacham hen rameir. We just recorded machlokas between the Chacham and Rameir, where Rameir held it's from the time b'nei adam are nichnas lechel, and the Chacham say it's from when kohanim eat. But if the ani and the b'nei adam are the same, then the ani and the kohen can't be the same, because then Rameir and the Chacham are saying the same thing. So it must be the time the Kohen eats his truma is not the same time that the Ani eats his dinner. Says Gemara, lo, not at all a raya. Ani v'koin chad shiuruhu. V'ani b'nei adam lav chad shiuruhu. Maybe an ani and a kohen are the same time. It's the ani and b'nei adam that are not the same shear. A poor person eats at a different time than a regular person would eat on Erev Shabbos. When do people eat an Erev Shabbos? Earlier than they normally do or later than they normally do? So Rashi writes that there are mimaharin l'su'uda shakal muchan. Normally you want to sit down to eat dinner. You first got to set the table and you got to cook and you have to make sure everything's ready. When it comes to Friday night, everything's cooked before Shabbos. The din of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos means that you do everything in advance of Shabbos. That's how the Rambam defines the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what you do in advance of Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. So you were properly mechabit Shabbos, you set it all up in advance. So you can start eating much, much earlier. It's a very interesting discussion over here. Shar Mitzvah Balacha points out that Magen Avraham in Reish Samach Zayin, Sifkat Na'alef, proves from Tosos and the Rush that you don't need to eat a kezayis mishatech shach. Tosos writes in Amud Aleph that Suda Shabbos was always miba'ud yom. That even if, when you make early Shabbos, let's say you daven at a plag minyan in Erev Shabbos, so you're home, over an hour before Tzeis HaKochav, already starting your Suda, and you don't have company, and it's a quick meal, and you finish before Tzeis HaKochav. Is that okay? Do you have to have some of the food after Tzeis HaKochav? So Magen Avraham proves from Tosos and the Rush that it's not necessary. However, the Bach quotes from the Maharal Miprag, the Bach and Arachayim Tovayim Beis, that Kiddush doesn't have to be after Tzeis HaKochavim, but you do need to have the Su'uda after Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Taz in Reish Sadi Alps of Katan Vav quotes from the Marshal, who is Noeg, to eat Bilal Shabbos only after nightfall. But the Taz says, no, Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa, and therefore you could eat your meal even before nightfall. Interestingly, the very first tshuva in Trumas Deshen, he writes that he heard in the olden days, they used to daven Mariv, they would say Shema, Ba'oda Yom Gadol, when it was still very light outside, and they would take a walk, they would eat their meal, then they would go out and take a long walk after the meal was over, after the Suda Shabbos, v'yichozun lebateim kodem alayla, and they would come home from that walk still before Tzeis HaKochavim. Clear implication being that you're allowed to eat the whole meal during the day. However, la halacha we paskin, like the Magen Avraham writes, that it's tov lahachmir to be choshesh for the divrei machmirin, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Harav and Mishnah Brura, that we should try to be machmir to have at least a kezayis of bread after Tzeis HaKochavim is over, as a way of after Tzeis HaKochavim has arrived, as a way of making sure that we have our Suda Shabbos on Shabbos. We learn the mitzvah of having three Sudas on Shabbos from Ayom, Ayom, Ayom. It says three times a Yom in the parsha of the Man. So maybe that's a din in the dafka being the Yom of Shabbos, not just Kedusha Shabbos that you have with Tosefes Shabbos, but in being on the actual day, which can only be done after Tzeis HaKochavim. Over a year ago already, when Rav Shechter came for Shabbos to my shul, I remember I picked him up from the train, and we were davening a plag minyan, and we had scheduled a question-answer session in the shul at 9 o'clock. Tzeis HaKochavim was only at about 8:50 or so. So he told me a story in the way on the car about he was visiting a yeshiva where the Bachrim, he couldn't believe, the Bachrim didn't know that they were supposed to eat it, because they were still supposed to eat bread after Tzeis HaKochavim. They finished the meal early, and the Rashi yeshiva never told them. And I'm thinking to myself, why is he telling me this story? And then I realized he's telling me the story because I set up the schedule in such a way where people aren't going to be able to eat bread after Tzeis HaKochavim. Chavim and still make it to his shir on time, and he wasn't going to be able to eat bread after Tzeis al Chavim and still make it to his shir on time. So we adjusted the schedule last minute. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Va'ani v'kohen chach yiruhu. Back inside, could it be? Is it possible that the ani and the kohen is the same shir? Or a minu, I'll ask you, Stira Memus, I'm asking across Shema ba'arvin. What's the time to recreate Shema shel Arvis? So here's our fourth formulation: Mishal shekita shiram bravi shabbos to Rabbi Lazar. From the time Shabbos starts, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua Omer, Mishal shekavim mitar melechel b'trumasan. That one we had already. From the time Kohanim are allowed to eat their truma, Rabbi. That's what the formulation we had in our Mishnah. That's the third time we had that formulation already. Rameir gives us a fifth formulation. Mishal shekarim tovul nechel b'trumasan. From the time the Kohanim go to the mikvah. Remember, they go to the mikvah during the daytime. Then they wait for nightfall, and that's when they eat the truma. So from the time they go to the mikvah, they're ready. You're ready allowed to say kriyas shema shel arvis. Samarla Rabbi Huda, Rita says that's crazy. They're allowed to go to the mikvah when it's still. They have to go to the mikvah when it's still daytime outside. How could that be b'shachbacha? How could you call that kriyas shema shel arvis? It's still daytime. The latest time Kohanim are allowed to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Chanina, so Frek tells us, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda ask this kasha on himself? Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that you're allowed to say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis from Plaga Mincha. So that's for sure daytime. So he says, yeah, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan b'shach glav kamecha to be that the zman of Kriyas Shema is dafka when you're going to sleep. But he's saying, Lishi Tascha Rabbanan, according to you, Rabbi Meir, who say that it is from the time you go to sleep, no one's going to sleep when it's broad daylight outside. And Rashi points out, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishi Tascha, though, in terms of when Ben Hashmashos is, that they have to go to the mikvah before Ben Hashmashos, and that is significantly before Tzeis HaKavim. That's way before anyone goes to sleep. Rabbi Chanina Omer Misha Sha'ani Nichnas Sechel Pita Melech. Rabbi Chanina says when a poor man comes to eat his bread is the earliest time for Shema. Rabbi Achai V'Armi L'Rav Acha Omer Misha Sh'rob Ne'adu Nichnas L'Hasev. And Rabbi Achai, and some say Rav Acha say a sixth formulation, a final formulation, is when people go to lean, not on a Friday night, Stam, on a regular night when people lean to eat their meal. Whenever we have Rav Acha or Rav Achai in Shas, it's important to point out, Tosos in a couple of places in Shas, I believe at the beginning of Maseches Ksuvos, as well as other places, points out that it's not abundantly clear whether Rav Achai is a reference to Rav Achai Gon or it's Rav Achai an Amora. Because we know there's a famous Gon by the name of Rav Achai Gon, who wrote She'ilto, so it's unclear. We know there are certain passages in the Gemara that clearly were inserted from Gaonim, Rishonim write like this already. They tell us certain passages. Ramban in the beginning of Gittin points to certain passages. There are certain passages that are clearly added in by Gaonim. So that's always a question by Rav Achai. Is that an Amora named Rav Achai, or is that the Gon? But either way, that's the sixth formulation. So frankly, Gemara, V'yam, R'dani v'kohen chachiruhu, if you hold an Ani and a Kohen is the same Shir, Rabbi Chanina, Hain Rabbi Yeshua. We just quoted this Bryce where we had all these different opinions. Rabbi Yeshua said it's from the time Kohanim eat their truma. Rabbi Chanina said it's the time an ani eats his meal. So they're saying the same thing if an ani and Kohen are the same Shir. So it must be they're a different Shir. Shema Mina. Good. That's how we conclude. Good. Now that we know that they're not the same shear, which one is later? Probably the ani is later. This is what we pointed out before, that the time the ani eats, when it's still light outside, is after the Tzeis HaKochavim, when the Kohen's allowed to eat his truma. Because if the ani was earlier, Rabbi Chanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, then Rabbi Chanina would end up saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Chanina holds when the ani eats, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? He's the one that said from Kiddush Hayom Barve Shabbosos. So that's a little bit earlier also. So it turned out that they're both saying a little bit before Tzeis HaKochavim. So we don't want that to be the case. So it must be that the Zman of an Ani is a little bit later than the Zman of Rabbi Eliezer, Kohanim going to eat their truma. Okay, we'll stop there at the two dots, even though it's the middle of the discussion, we're already a little bit over time.